The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Melanie, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jonathan.
We'll talk about foreign games in a minute, but we have to talk about the football semi-finals taking place in Croke Park at the weekend. I mean, have we any hope that either is going to produce a decent game of ball?
Well, I think so, Jonathan. I think we've got the most exciting last four lineup that we've had in quite a while. Obviously, the big team that's missing is Dublin. They've been the standard bearers for so long, but there's no Dublin in the last four this year. So Kerry against Armagh and Galway versus Donegal is the semi-final lineup. I think you can make the case, Jonathan, for all four teams to go all the way and lift Sam Maguire in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, but I can tell you Armagh Kerry is going to be as dull as ditch water. I mean, whatever hope there is for Donegal Galway, I think the Armagh game, there's a lot wrong with football at the moment, as we know, and I'm not sure that game is going to do much for me.
Well, I think you could look at it the other way as well, Jonathan, and that both teams have two really good sets of forwards. I just wonder with Armagh, it's their first semi-final, I think, in 19 years. The fact that they've got themselves to this position, will they play a little bit more expansively now in Croke Park when they get the opportunity against a Kerry team that probably haven't been overly impressive so far this year? They had to manage their way through that quarter-final against Derry. That was, as you say, a difficult game to watch. That was probably one of the more difficult games to watch in the Championship so far. But Kerry will say that they did enough to get through. Obviously, if the Clifford spark into form and Sean O'Shea as well, Kerry, you might give them the advantage in that one. And then on Sunday, I think it's a fascinating battle between Galway and Donegal. You've got Pádraig Joyce against Jim McGuinness on the sideline. I've had a feeling about Galway all the way through. I said it to you earlier on in the week as well, Jonathan. They've got such a talented squad. Shane Walsh played really well against the Dubs in their quarter-final victory, and they've come good at the right time, Galway, after a very difficult league campaign when they had so many players injured. But Pádraig Joyce has done a very good job there, and it's just going to be interesting to see what sort of plan Jim McGuinness will have for Donegal in that match. And you talk about defensive football and stuff like that, but Donegal under Jim McGuinness have been scoring very heavily this year. So I would suggest that Galway against Donegal will be a real cracker on Sunday afternoon. We've got the Tailteann Cup final this weekend as well too, down against Laois.
I'm going Donegal versus Kerry. What are you thinking?
I will say Galway versus Kerry. I think Galway. Okay. I think Galway might beat Donegal and Kerry to come through against Armagh. But as I said at the outset, I think the way that the lineup is this year, you can probably make the case for all four teams, which is a really good thing.
Not a bad place to be. Apologies to Armagh though, because we're writing them off altogether. Let's talk about the soccer. The Euros. You know, we are suffered a little bit of withdrawal with the soccer not being on every night. It becomes so enjoyable. We were spoiled, absolutely spoiled. Some of the games weren't great, but it was always on. The final will be good because Spain are a team that have hit their stride at the right time. England have been somewhat lucky to get to where they are. You'd have to back the Spanish.
Spain probably favourites heading in. I agree with you, Jonathan, but I would write England off because, as you say, they probably haven't found form yet. They found their way through to the final, which is an achievement in itself. I thought they were really impressive against the Netherlands, particularly after Harry Kane's equaliser in the 18th minute after they fell behind early on. They played some really good football in the lead into half time, and then of course they got the job done with that late goal from Ollie Watkins. And they have been consistent in major tournaments over the last number of years. When you consider they were in the 2018 World Cup semi-final, they got to the Euros final last time around when they lost after penalties to Italy. So they'll be hoping to go all the way. Whether it's going to be Gareth Southgate's last game in charge or not remains to be seen. Spain have been impressive all the way through. I think they have been the most impressive team in the tournament, and the fact that they've beaten pretty high calibre opposition en route to the final as well would give them probably the edge heading into Sunday's final. But if England can find form, you just never know. I think it's probably closer to 50-50 than some people would say, but I still would give Spain the edge heading into that one on Sunday.
Yeah, thank you to the multiple people who have texted this in. They're arrogant and always believe they have a divine right to win. Their fans are loud and cocky. Their obsession with the royal family is beyond odd. And if they win it out, we'll never hear the end of it. But enough about Cork. England have also made it to a major final. I've gotten that so many times in the last few days. It hasn't made me laugh once.
There you go.
Finally, horse racing. There's a big weekend ahead in flat racing.
Yeah, Newmarket is the place to be this weekend, Jonathan, with plenty to look forward to. The July Cup takes place on Saturday afternoon, Group 1 race, one of the most sought after prizes in racing. Inishere and one of the favourites ahead of that one takes place on Saturday afternoon. The action continuing there today as well, and plenty else besides in sport. Wimbledon finals this weekend. It's been
very flat, Wimbledon. I know the weather has caused a lot of disruption, but there's not a real buzz around it like there would normally be.
Yeah, you could say that. I think the weather has had an impact. There are some big names still there, and there were two cracking semi-finals in the women's singles yesterday with Jasmine Paolini and Barbara Krejcikova both coming through. Novak Djokovic is bidding for an eighth men's singles title. He plays Lorenzo Musetti today, and it's Daniil Medvedev against Carlos Alcaraz in the other men's semi-final. And then we've got the rugby as well tomorrow afternoon. Not to forget about that. Ireland against South Africa in the second test. Narrowly went against Ireland last week. They've got a few injuries off the back of that first test as well, and Peter O'Mahony dropping out of the team for tomorrow's match. There's been a bit of niggle, hasn't there, between South Africa and Ireland ahead of this series and during it as well. So it should be a good game tomorrow, with South Africa looking to assert their dominance as the leading team in the world. But Ireland, I think, you know, some decisions went against them last week. So if they can tilt that in their favour tomorrow, they might just get the result. But that should be interesting. It's at the end of a very, very long season as well for all the players.
4 o'clock is the kickoff for that one. Colin Maloney, thank you very much, Jonathan, as always.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.